What the iPhone 13 tells us about 5G in 2022. In PC Magazine on September 17th by Sasha Segan. Apple is a big enough player in the smartphone world that where it goes, 5G will too. And judging by the iPhone 13, it looks like that isn't in a millimeter wave direction. It takes two to network. Carriers can put networks in place, but they don't matter to users until users get phones that support them. That's why Apple adopting new network technologies is so important. While Apple usually comes a bit late to every G, when the company adopts the technology, it shows the new network is ready to get loaded with new devices. And the iPhone 13 contains some implied predictions about what's going to be big in 5G over the next 2 years. Apple doesn't tend to put the latest cutting-edge network features into its phones. Rather, it waits until those features are affordable, battery-friendly, and widely adopted. With 5G, we're now on the third generation of modems, and the parts are a lot less expensive and battery intensive than they used to be. So I see some of these signals as being more about Apple predicting which 5G features and networks are going to be popular over the life of the iPhone 13, primarily from 2021 to 2023. Mid-band over millimeter wave. The biggest signal Apple sent with the iPhone 13 is that the company doesn't see millimeter wave 5G as being a big deal outside the U.S. This goes against earlier rumors that the new models would support millimeter wave in Canada, Japan, Australia, and Europe, all places where Qualcomm has been pretty heavily promoting millimeter wave tech. Millimeter wave has high capacity but very short range, and it's proven to be difficult to scale. Much as Qualcomm wants to keep the millimeter wave momentum going, it slowed over the pandemic, especially in Canada. While Canadian regulators initially said in 2018 that they'd auction millimeter wave frequencies in 2021. That auction has been pushed out to 2024. Millimeter wave has launched in Japan, but apparently carriers aren't demanding it from Apple. In Australia, a handful of sites have launched. We're going to see more markets launch and more coverage becoming perceived by users towards the end of 21, and that will continue in 2022, Qualcomm's Cristiano Amon said in June. I wonder what he'll say at the Snapdragon Summit this December. Rather than millimeter wave, the world and Apple are all in on mid-band 5G. The spectrum especially from 3.3 gigahertz to 4.2 gigahertz is going to be hot stuff all around the globe, carrying gigabit plus 5G hopes from nation to nation. Both AT&T and Verizon will launch dedicated mid-band 5G networks next year. T-Mobile already has one. Hedging on Dish. Dish Networks might or might not launch a new consumer 5G network in the U.S. next year. Apple is ambivalent. It's supporting the frequency bands Dish has in common with other carriers, but not certain bands exclusive to Dish. Apple isn't going out of its way to vote for Dish here. No to satellite. The rumors of a satellite-capable iPhone crashed to Earth with no satellite connectivity on the iPhone 13. The supposed idea of using satellite connections for emergency beacons is a good one, but we need new satellite systems that allow for much lower power transmissions before Apple will enter that fray. Wi-Fi 6E? Too expensive. Wi-Fi 6E is the latest version of Wi-Fi that uses new frequencies to bust past the gigabit barrier. I think it's going to be a much bigger difference for people who have fast in-home connections than the switch from Wi-Fi 5 to Wi-Fi 6 was. But 6E routers are still super expensive, generally $400 and up. They aren't being installed yet with most public Wi-Fi networks, and they certainly aren't being offered for free by most ISPs. Apple clearly thinks it'll be a few years until 6E matters.